With that being said, always encouraged by being able to do these during the week in which, like, I just open up the Word and just kind of share what the Lord's been giving to me in this season. Because I know from my coaches, my teachers, my principals, even some pastors, you know, during this season, it can feel really heavy. And not necessarily in a bad or a negative way, just a lot of different things being juggled. But man, I just want to empower you guys to know that the Lord has placed each one of you in a position to be able to be a blessing to those that you serve. And whether they ever say thank you or appreciate it at all, man, I appreciate you, brothers and sisters. So I kind of been thinking through and studying in the book of John. I know, you know, a lot of these we have been in the Old Testament. And the Old Testament always helps you understand who God's character is. And the New Testament helps you understand his love and his grace for us in this season. And so in the book of John, and really just thinking through, hey, man, how do I set up an environment in the places that I teach and the places in which I mentor and the places in which I guide or disciple, you know, next generation of believers, but for you guys, the next generation of athletes, of coaches, how do I do that well? And in this season, it's really been for me, man, do people feel refreshed when they're in my presence, right? Do they feel as though there's a certain aspect of refuge when I'm around? Or for most people, am I not the guy's guy that everyone likes to hang out with? Do they leave like more depressed or more downtrodden or more low when they leave me? And so I've been in the book of John, and Jesus is talking to his disciples in John chapter 8. He's helping them understand what truth is, understand what salvation is, understand really what peace is. And for me, in John 8, verse 31, he says, hey, so Jesus said to the Jews who had believed him, if you abide in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I think folks will like to use this and be like, hey, man, I'm just trying to give you the truth. I'm just trying to be real with you. And sometimes, if we're really honest, right, we may be doing that, but we're not doing it in a way that builds that person up. And sometimes you got to be torn down and be built back up. To all my coaches, I'm definitely on board with you. But do we actually ever get to the building up, right? And when Jesus is talking about abiding with him, he's really saying, hey, in order to follow me well, right, in order to call yourself a follower of Christ, you have to be one that actually prioritizes your integrity. And like for me, I'm trying to make sure I teach that to my kids in this season. My daughter, Eris, she's forever saying, no, I didn't do that. She's two, but let me be real with y'all. Every time she says she didn't do it, it's 80% chance she did it, right? But I am always trying to create an environment, even in my home, in which she feels as though she can always come to me and tell me the truth. Because if we're really honest, and when you guys know it from a coaching standpoint, you know it from a teaching standpoint, we know when those we're leading aren't telling us the truth. We know, every time. But they don't know we know. And to be real with you, the old folks always used to tell me, hey, it's hard to keep up a lie, right? Even scientists say, hey, it's hard to keep a frown on your face than a smile. And I don't know too many people who can lie on your face and maintain a sincere smile, right? But when we're talking about truth, what God's trying to tell us through the scriptures at times is, hey, if you're going to spend time with me, then the things in which I am about, you're going to be about, right? And you become a reflection of God's glory the more you spend time with him. If we think about the stories, if any of you guys have heard the stories with Moses, Moses spent so much time with God on the mountain that when he came down from the mountain, he was blinding those whom he led because he reflected God's glory. And so for us, as we teach, as we mentor, as we coach, as we pastor, as we lead, are we actually reflecting the truth and the glory of God because we've spent so much time with him? And when he goes back and forth with the Israelites, they say, hey, we've never been a slave to anything. In verse 33, it says, hey, we are the offspring of Abraham and have never been a slave to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? Say, how this truth makes us free? We've never been enslaved. They've already forgotten that they were enslaved after Abraham in Egypt, right? Moses was a reflection of who Christ was, being one of the first saviors, functional saviors for Israel, right? And for you all, y'all are a broken, and me as well, we are all a broken reflection of Christ because we're in this human flesh and we still make mistakes, but we're still a reflection of him. And sometimes the question is, am I reflection of Christ actually reflecting him well and bringing about restoration on my team, in my classroom, on the field, at home? What I'm learning this season is if I'm bringing restoration outwardly and I'm not bringing it inwardly in my household, I'm not leading well and God's not pleased. But for you all, when you're giving those students that tough love, is it reflecting a redemptive story, a story of restoration, of wanting them to come from darkness to light, not just in their academics, not just in the team, but in their souls? When they are around us as mentors and leaders, are we reflecting a gospel that restores, by the power of the Holy Spirit, their soul? And I guarantee you, if it is hard for us to see where we're walking in integrity in everything we're doing and giving truth, we're not quite there reflecting the gospel. We may be more like these Pharisees. We're reflecting the law. We're reflecting the policy. We're reflecting the standard. Am I telling you to break the law, break the policy, or break the standard? No, because even Christ didn't say do that. Paul didn't say that. But what I am saying is, does your gospel testimony speak in every place that you lead, in every place that you work, in every place that you play, in every place that you grow? And more importantly, this is for me, y'all, is it speaking in your home life too? And if it's not, hey man, I encourage you, jump into this word with me. John is one of the funnest books of the Bible because it is for the person who didn't grow up with you. But man, I'd love to continue praying for you guys. I'm grateful for you guys. And I really hope that we all can strive to reflect Christ's truth and, more importantly, his glory in every place that we work, every place that we play, and even at home. Man, y'all pray for me. I'm praying for you guys, and I'm just encouraged for this time. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to be able to do it with you each week. Talk to you soon.